Once again, we are glad to have with us today Pastor Fiani, man who has given his entire life to the service of God. And God is still blessing him even at this point. And it is a pleasure to hear from him at all times. And we are glad to have you with us again, Pastor. And may the Lord bless you as you minister to our hearts.
Jesus' name. Isn't it nice to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's day? Our hearts rejoice in the Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. We are so thankful for today. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth to all generation. We are also glad that we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Those of us who have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, we become sons and daughters of God. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. But then many are citizens of the United States of America. And we have quite a large number of people in this country that are citizens of Jamaica, and they are celebrating their anniversary today. We are so thankful that God has made it possible for us that we have the privilege today to celebrate about the kingdom of God. God, our Heavenly Father, His Son, and our High Priest, great High Priest, Lord Jesus Christ, which we are going to be lifting up His name today. We're going to be speaking a lot about Him, and the blessed Holy Spirit. So let us all rejoice in the Lord that we are citizens of the kingdom of God, and also citizens of the United States of America and citizens of Jamaica, which are celebrating their anniversary today. We do pray that God will be with them, and we will continue to honor the pledges that are being made as citizens of Jamaica, that we will serve God and serve our fellow men. Today, we're going to be lifting up Jesus. Praise God. What a name to lift up. Yes, he said, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Yes, those in America, those in Jamaica, those that are in other countries of the world. Yes, friends, as long as we lift up his name, he will draw men unto him, because both God, our eternal Father, love all men. The word of God says, for God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only Son, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have, praise God, have everlasting life. And today we're going to lift up his name. We're going to lift up his name. Yes.
Yeah.
I want to let you know that Jesus is the answer in all the world today. About him, there is no other. Jesus is your way. I'm going to repeat it again for you. Jesus is the answer in all the world today. About him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus said, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14 and verse 6. And he went on to say also, I love this one. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. John 12 and verse 32. It's a wonderful thing, friends. We have been worshiping God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit. To worship the Godhead is a privilege given unto each and every one of us. And we look forward to the time when, as God's children, we can come together to worship him in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. we're going to be lifting up the Son of God today. And I do pray as we lift him up that all men would see him. Friends, there are so many that are not able to see, neither to hear, because they are walking in darkness. The Word of God tells us, friends, as we turn a little, I want to let you know that a long time question is being asked so often by many. Oh, yes. Listen, what must we do? We see the things happening all over the world today, and people are confused. What must we do?
Yes.
And we are asking the question all over, but don't feel too bad. Many have been asking this question. Many. And today, we are going to give you the answer as to what to do in this generation. Yes.
Yes.
Word of God tells us, friends, that over in Malachi, the prophet Malachi, the book of Malachi tells us, and Malachi continued to speak to the people and tell them to turn to God and to serve him in spirit and in truth. But we find, friends, sad to say, at the end of that precious book, Malachi, chapter 4, the scripture tells us, friends, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great day and dreadful day of the Lord. That's how it's ending. Listen to the last verse.
Yes.
And he shall turn the hearts of the people. Listen to that. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. What a word to end that book with a curse. But I'm so glad. After 400 years had passed, spiritual darkness. Oh, it was so sad. Yes, people were walking in darkness after that. But then we're so thankful for the scripture which tells us, friends, listen to what the Word of God says. It says here in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, 23. Yes, I like that. But while he thought on these things, that's Joseph, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is come conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name. And that's the name we are going to be calling quite often today.
Yes.
The angel said to Mary, the name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Yes.
Verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, of the Lord, by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, yes, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,
yes,
which being interpreted, God with us. I like those two names that was given to the child that Mary had conceived and carrying in our womb. What a blessing. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. His name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Yes. Malachi, God had shut up the heavens and nobody hear from him. 400 years until we got over to Matthew chapter 1, where God again looked down from the heavens and had mercy and extended mercy. As the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. How he did this, friends, to a virgin called Mary. Yes. She conceived how? Through the Holy Ghost. And the angel of the Lord told her, and Joseph, his name shall be called Jesus, Savior. Praise God. Not a curse anymore, but we are going to send one whose name is Jesus that shall save his people from their sins. And then lastly, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. I am so glad today, friends, to let you know that the God that we serve is eternal and he cares for all, for God so loved, praise his wonderful name. He's not willing that any should perish. And so he gave us his son who became the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Praise his name. And Jesus is the image of God who dwells with us here. And we are so thankful today that we as a people, we serve God, our Heavenly Father, Jesus, the Son of God, and our Savior, and the blessed Holy Spirit who came upon Mary. And we are so glad that Jesus is with us today, and the blessed Holy Spirit with us today, all because God loves us all. And I want you to know, friends, that that's what we're going to be talking about, the love of God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it's very, very important that we lift him up, that all men would see him. Now, let me also share with you here in Matthew chapter 4, which we looked at earlier on. But because of time, I'm going to hurry over to Luke chapter 4. The word of God tells us here in Luke chapter 4, and if we just look at verse 18, what comforting words. It says here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, says Jesus. This is Jesus standing or sitting in the synagogue reading from the Word of God. And he says here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. What comforting word coming from the voice and the lips of Jesus, the Savior of the world. Praise his wonderful name, the Lamb of God. His name is called Jesus. Praise God. Notice he's in the synagogue, and he was given the Word of God, and that's where he found and decided to read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I am glad, friends, As we continue to read the scriptures, we will see, yes, the Spirit of God came upon him. And oh, what a time he spent in the wilderness with a man called the devil, Satan, that serpent. Yes, tempted him for 40 days and 40 nights. But praise God, the blood prevails. The blood of the risen Lord has power to save. I am so thankful today that Jesus, the Son of God, was able to overcome that old devil, that old serpent, the dragon. Yes, friends. And today, there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power in his name. And we will lift up his name today and forever. Yes, friends. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men. It's our heart's desire today that all men would come to know Christ as Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Absolutely. We shall lift him up, friends. And I want you to know that he will meet your needs, whatever it may be, today.
Yes.
Word of God puts us here. I like this. I like it very much.
Yes.
Jesus is the light of the world. Isn't that something?
Thank you, Lord.
400 years.
Yes.
Darkness, spiritual darkness, at the end of Malachi, until the book of Matthew was presented. God visited the world again. And he looked down on Mary and blessed her womb, and she bring forth the Lamb of God. Praise his wonderful name. And his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Yes, I am thankful for that. Jesus is the light. Yes, friends, he dispelled darkness. So it is with God. Yes, God, the word of God tells us in Genesis 1, it was nothing but darkness. And God dispelled the light, the darkness, by saying, let there be light. And there was light. And Jesus himself testified also in John chapter 1, that he too is the light of the world, praise God. God the Father, God the Son has brought light to this world that was in darkness. And today we find that men and women have pushed away God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, pushed away the Son who has been from the beginning, and the blessed Holy Spirit, and we have nothing to do with the Godhead today. We no longer speak about God. We no longer speak about Jesus. We curse his name. We call his name in a curse word. Oh, we do all manner of evil, friends, because we are walking in darkness. We have turned our backs upon God, like the children of Israel in Malachi, and so darkness is upon us. We are all walking in darkness throughout the world today. All the various nations that have turned their backs upon God are tumbling over each other because they are walking in darkness. They are all saying, because they are blind spiritually, I don't see anything wrong with this. I don't see where there is a God. I don't see where there is his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because they are blind. Yes.
Yes.
But today, friends, we are going to lift up the Savior, the light of the world, that you will see him, praise his wonderful name, and worship him. There is power in his name. There is power in his blood, praise his wonderful name. And there is power in the everlasting Father that we serve, because it was he who raised Jesus from the dead. And we are thankful that he lives within our hearts. We can say, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. You ask me how I know he lives? Yes, friends, he lives in my heart, and many others today, he lives in their heart today. Darkness, friends.
Yes.
The absence of light. Genesis 1, verse 2 and 3 tells us that the absence of light is darkness. But I'm so thankful, friends, that God don't operate in darkness, friends. Anywhere he is light. The Word of God tells us that God is light and also his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the light of the world. And today, those of us that have embraced the Godhead, we too have the light of Christ shining in us and through us. And I'm so thankful that the brethren who are a part of the family of God, we have Christ in us. And Jesus tells us we are the light of the world. Praise God. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And friends, that's the reason why the devil and his servants, the demons, are all over the world today persecuting the children of God for righteousness' sake. And today, we are going to lift up Jesus, that we do pray that the scales from your eyes will be removed and you'll be able to see the Son of God. The blind man said to Jesus, Lord, that I might receive my sight. The Word of God told him to go on his way, rejoicing because he received his sight by faith. Today, darkness is the absence of light.
Yes.
A symbol of evil. Did you hear that? Darkness is a symbol of evil.
Yes.
Or wrongdoing. Or the opposition of God. If we oppose God, then we are going to be walking in darkness. And that's what is happening throughout the world today. The world is confused because we have turned away from God, like the children of Israel in Malachi. Yes, friends, of praise God. God, remember us and send us his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. Praise his name. And God, seeing him, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus said, if you see me, you will see the Father, because he's the image of the Father. And we too, friends, who are children of God, we are made in his image by accepting Christ as Lord and Savior. We become new creatures in Christ. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. The darkness is passed away, but the light of Christ is in us. Praise his wonderful name. And God lives in us today. So we want to rejoice today for his Son, our Redeemer and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, let me move on. Listen what the Word of God says here in 1 John chapter 2. The Scripture tells us I like the Scriptures. I vastly encourage you to get your Bibles and to reach out for it. And I'm encouraging you to now. Listen what the Word of God says here in the first epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 11. The Word of God tells us, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness. Do you hear that? There's a comma there. And I want to pause there for a while. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness. Today, friends, there is so much hatred around us. Oh, we have to be so careful. If you hate your brother, the Word of God says you're a murderer. And oh, we have so much murderers around us. They are walking by us each day. And we see this on our television. We hear it on our radio. We read it in the press. There is so much killing. Oh, friends, because the people don't like God anymore. The Word of God says, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And walketh in darkness. And knoweth not whether he goeth. Yes, we don't even know where we are going today because we are in darkness. Children don't like darkness, friends. If you're putting a child to bed and you turn off the light, it says, no, daddy, no, mommy, or whoever is putting them to bed, don't turn off the light because they're afraid. Light is important, friends, light. Let me read it again. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness. And this is what is happening around us today. So much murder, so much killing, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Notice that. So we hear people saying, I don't see anything wrong in doing this. I don't see anything wrong in stealing. I don't see anything wrong in telling lies. I don't see anything wrong in saying that there is no God or there is no Jesus or the blessed Holy Spirit. Oh, I believe what they are saying, that there is no God. Today, friends, the Word of God tells us if we worship God in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds and our strength. That's what we should be doing today if we want life everlasting. Praise God. Yes, the Word of God tells us there. But then how about light? How about light? We see also in same chapter 1 and verse 5. Listen to what the scripture says. This then is the message which we have heard of him. That's what John is saying. And declare unto you that God is light. I like that. I will repeat that again. That God is light. And he that is not and in him is no darkness at all. This, then, is a message which we are presenting to you today. That God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
Yes.
Jesus continued to tell the multitudes over and over as they follow him, he is the light of the world. Praise God. Today we are lifting up his name and we are telling you that he is the light of the world. In his blood there is power. Praise his wonderful name. And then, friends, I want to tell you that he is very much alive. He is at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, because his Heavenly Father raised him from the dead. When the devil arranged to kill Jesus and bring darkness into the world, but praise God, he rose again triumphantly from the dead, because it's God's will that all should hear that there is light and life in Christ Jesus. And today we want you to know that there is light and life in Jesus. Then, friends,
the Lord,
today we speak of war. I must hurry through because I want to get through even a part of this message today. Today we speak of war. Yes, we hear about war more than peace. War speaks of death. Yes, did you hear that? I can never forget one president said, the reason why we have war, so that we can have peace. Oh, he said that because he's walking in darkness. That's right. The word of God says here. We walk in darkness, and so he speaks of war. War speaks of killing, speaks of death. It speaks of destruction. I don't know how many of you see on the television the wars that are taking place all over the world today. Many lives are being lost. Children are being lost. Buildings are being destroyed. Properties all over are being destroyed. Why, friends? Because of war. It speaks of destruction. That's what war speaks of, death and destruction. Jesus speaks of peace and love. Oh, friends, our leaders speaks, oh, they speaks of fear and famine. Yes, they drives fear into the citizens. And so we hear of lack of this and lack of that and lack of this. But Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He was able to feed the multitudes. He was able to give them water. Yes, to satisfy the thirst. Jesus is the answer, friends, to all the world today. He, friends, Jesus is the answer today. And we are telling you that today, that Jesus is the answer. Now, let me move on. Jesus, satisfy the thirst. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. If any man thirst, let him come unto me. You notice the word come? He's always calling you to come. But those who are walking in darkness are feeling around because of fear. Fear of what is happening around them, friends. Fear. Jesus satisfy the thirst. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Jesus offer health and life. Yes, life everlasting. If you only embrace him into your life. Jesus offer life, everlasting life. What do you want, friends? So many people around us today are grieving because of their loved ones. They lost their loved ones because of the enemy hatred. They're shooting and they're killing. Day after day, we continue to hear this all over the world today. But if we would only accept Jesus, if we only accept the love of God, for God so loved that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus offered life and everlasting life. Now, let me say something here. Today, friends, I want you to understand you don't need to walk in darkness. It's frightening to be in darkness. And so because of that, we find that people are living in fear today. Fear to go on the streets, fear to go about your business, fear that you're going to die by someone who hate you and kill you. That's what hatred does. If you hate your brother, you're a murderer. If you're a murderer, was because you hate the person, holds so much hate in the hearts of men. Why? Because the word of God says, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We don't know what will happen when we're out on the streets walking today. But if we have Jesus, who says, I am the way, if he is leading the way for us, friends, as the psalmist David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. That's the reason why we must pray for those that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Pray that they will have faith to continue walking with God so that the light of Christ will be shone into the hearts of those that are walking around in darkness and hatred today. Now, listen what the Word of God has to say. I'm just going to touch that lightly because I'm going to come back at another time to finish this message. The Word of God tells us from where we read today, and it's a portion of Scripture that we need to make note of. How many times the Word of God tells us in Luke chapter 4 tells us about the devil? Yes, Luke chapter 4. Verse 30. Do you see where Jesus entered into the synagogue? He entered where the multitudes were. From verse 30 to 44. Yes. The scripture says in Luke chapter 4, now let me read. But he passing through the midst of them went his way and came down to a city of Galilee and taught them on the Sabbath day. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his words was with power. I like that. Jesus said, all power is given unto me. And people, we find that there is war because people are fighting for Paul. But Jesus is telling us here, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue, there was a man which had a spirit of unclean spirit, an unclean spirit, an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice. There are many that are possessed with devils all around us today. And I'm speaking now to the Christians. We need to let the devils around us. We need to let those who are walking in darkness see the light of Christ in us. Let the light of Christ shine in us, that men may see Christ as we lift him up, because Jesus is the light of the world. And we need to lift him up each day, that men who are walking in darkness will see the light of Christ. And cried out with a loud voice. There are many that are crying out today. Many. Because they are possessed with devils. But I want you to know, and I'm going to come to a close now, and I'll pick up this message later on, because I need to spend some time in this portion of Scripture here. The Scripture says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his words was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice.
Yes, friends, many are crying out today. The people that are on the street are crying out. The people that are in the offices are crying out because they cannot see their way out. They are going to work and they can't understand what is happening. They cannot understand why the homes are broken up. They cannot understand why their children are doing this and doing that. Many are confused all over the world. Why? Because, friends, this whole unclean devil is destroying homes, destroying businesses, destroying children. And I want you to know today that we, as children of God, just like how Jesus was able to set this man free, the Word of God says, and they cried out with a loud voice. Many are crying out. We need to listen to the cries. Yes, and offer them Christ Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Yes, in all the world today. Let me end by saying how I began. Jesus is the answer in all the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. We must lift up Christ. There in our churches too. You notice where this demon was? In the synagogue. And Jesus was able to be of life, of help. Yes. Let us alone, says the devil. Yes. Yes. Where is he saying this, friends? He's in the church. Yes. In the synagogue. Yes.
Yes.
What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus? There is it. Name that I tell you we're going to be calling quite often. The demons know. Listen what they say. Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? The question was right there. We know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Who is the Holy One of God? Jesus. We too, as children of God, we are a part of this, friends, and we need to rebuke the demons that are all over in our offices, in the government places, or in high offices and low offices. Demons in our homes, demons on the street. Yes, friends, we must have the light of Christ in us. The Word of God tells us here, the demon said, I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. We are God's children, friends. We are called Christians, which means we practice the things of Christ. And the Word of God tells us that Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Praise his name. We have the power of God because we are God's children. We are here. We are in the army of God. Yes, friends, we must fight against the enemy of the souls of people today. The devil knows us. He knows us. And the Word of God says Jesus did what? Rebuke him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Yes,
hallelujah.
I like that. Praise God. That's why we attend prayer meetings, friends. That's why we intercede and we supplicate for the many that are around us today that are possessed with demons, the many families that are crying for the loss of their children because of demons going into the schools and shooting the people, demons going into churches and shooting up people, burning down the church building. We need the lift of Christ, set men free
He who the Son set free is free indeed. Praise God. I like that. Who is the Son? Jesus Christ. We must lift up Christ, friends, in this dark world, that men and women may see Christ. Now, let me just pause here before we go into our breaking of bread. Yes. Listen what the scripture tells us, friends. Listen. It's important that we know this. Very, very important. The scripture tells us here, friends, Jesus said, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. But is that all? No. No. Listen. Listen. Jesus is light. Let us dispel the darkness that is around us today by praying and interceding for the many that we work with, the many that live next door to us, the many that are walking the streets each day and going into the schools, for those who are teaching our children contrary. Jesus is the light. John chapter 1, 5 and verse 9. Jesus is the living water. A woman was thirsty. She was going to the well to fetch water. Think of that. And who she met, friends, again, the name I said, I've been lifting up all the while. There was Jesus sitting at the well, and he offered her water. Not just ordinary water. He offered her living water. John 4, verse 14 and 15. But is that all? Many are hungry on our streets. Many are all over. Many are listening, and we send them away hungry. Listen to what Jesus said. He said here, I am the bread of life. John chapter 6, verse 33 to 35. I am the bread of life. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, I was hungry and you gave me bread. How many of us are passing those that are hungry on the street? Oh, those that are under the bridge, those that are sitting down in the park bench. I heard a case only a couple of days ago on the radio. There is a man. Oh, they lock him up. And you heard what they put him in prison for, because he was sleeping on the park bench. I have come across many who testify of this to me when I used to do prison ministry. Oh, yes, Pastor, I was sleeping on the prison, on the park bench. But then the reason why I'm in prison so long is because I cannot afford a lawyer. That's all the policeman put me into prison for. Yes, friends, Jesus will set you free. Yes. But many are like the woman that's sick for so many years. She stretched out and touched the hem of the garment of who? Not the politicians, not the doctors, but she touched Jesus, who bear the name, the great physician. Today, friends, would you reach out and touch Jesus and find life everlasting? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is the answer. Praise God. All the world today. There is no other. Jesus is the name. Jesus is the answer in all the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Don't look to the politicians. Don't look to those that are in the classroom today who are leading our children astray. Don't look to those that are in
the universities, the professors that are leading our adult young people. Oh, friends, oh, it is so sad. We bring up our children at home to love God, to serve God with all our hearts, but then we spend so much money to send them to college, but then they sit in front of a number of demons in our classroom who are teaching them demonic acts and so on. But today, you can find light and life in Jesus Christ. Let us bow our heads as we pray. I will continue with this message from Luke chapter 4. Yes. Father, we come to you today. Oh, our hearts are made glad for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said we should lift him up, that men will be drawn to him. We lift up your name today, oh God. We pray that those that are walking in darkness would see you, the light of the world. That men who are walking in darkness would see you through our lives and embrace you as Lord and Savior. God, have mercy upon us as a people. Lord, we read in Malachi to Matthew 400 years of darkness, spiritual darkness. Today we are thankful for your word. There is light and life in your word. There is power in the name of your Son, Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. Praise his wonderful name. Cleanse, we pray today, and we give you the praise and the honor and all the glory in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
I do pray that today, friends, many who are struggling, you're not seeing your way out. Pastor, I don't know what to do. This is the problem. That is the problem. This is what is happening. I'm not seeing my way out. What must I do? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. Yes, friends. Father, have mercy upon those who are in our midst today that know you not as Lord and Savior, that they would embrace you today as the light of the world and set them free. Grant it now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to repeat again. Jesus is the answer in all the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way, friends, the truth, and the life. God bless those, trouble those who are in darkness. Holy Spirit, grant salvation today, we pray. In your precious and loving name, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise his name. We are going to move into our breaking of bread. And again, who are we going to sit with by faith? The Lord Jesus Christ. Praise his name. I told you we were going to be talking about Jesus today. We're going to sit with him now around the table as we break bread with him and sip of the wine which speaks of his blood. We so often sing, the blood prevails, the blood of the risen Lord has power to save. Just as in olden days, the blood prevails. Prevails today. Harden not your heart. Come to him. Let us all sit around the table at this time with our Bibles open
First Corinthians chapter 11. Before we read, I want to take you to Calvary. Let's talk about Jesus, for he is the King of Kings, the Lord Supreme, throughout eternity. We are so thankful that Jesus carried a cross, which speaks of suffering and death. Why, friends? Because God, our Heavenly Father, said to Abraham, Abraham, don't kill your son. I will provide a lamb. Yes, he provided a lamb, which came through Mary. Yeah. His name is called Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. We are so thankful that he offered his life on the cross of Calvary. He was wounded. Oh, he was being mocked, spit upon. They laughed at him. Many today are laughing and mocking the children of God and the Son of God. But friends, the Word of God says Jesus went all the way to Calvary. He went all the way because he came to this world to die for you and for me. The scripture says he carried a cross. They played him, placed him on the cross. They nailed his hands and his feet to the cross. But then they mockingly put a crown of thorns upon his head. From his head flowed blood. From his back, from the many stripes across his back, blood came. By his stripes, the Word of God says, we are healed. The blood prevails. Blood of the risen Lord has power to save. Paul the Apostle speaking to the brethren. And he says in Corinthians chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, this is what he said to the brethren. And we read, for I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, notice that, again the name Jesus, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. And Paul went on to say, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. He went on to say, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. I'm going to ask Pastor Henry, as you just pause for a while, to think about what you've just heard read. I'm going to ask Pastor Henry to bless the emblems just now before we partake. Pastor Henry, praise his name, would you pray?
Father, we bless your holy name again at this moment. We consider this a very solemn moment in the presence of the Lord. A moment of reflection.
Yes.
A moment in which we gaze upon you hanging on that cross. And your intention was to redeem the souls of men.
Man.
Father, right in this company, there is the evidence of that work accomplished. There are so many of us here who have embraced the finished work of Calvary, and we are delivered and we are saved by that one act. Jesus died on Calvary to save me.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we give you thanks for the emblems that are provided for us this day. In our own setting, they are provided. Wherever we are, Lord God, wherever we happen to find ourselves right now, we consider us sitting around the table, having fellowship not only with you, but with our brethren, as we celebrate the crucifixion of our Lord. It is you who instructed the apostle to say that we should do this as often as possible in remembrance of you. And so we are obedient to your call. We are obedient to your word today as we break bread together with our fellow brethren. God, we thank you for this moment. Thank you for the reflection. Thank you that our hearts can go back to Calvary, which is our roots, our Christian heritage, our Christian roots. It starts at Calvary. Bless these emblems now as we partake, Lord, and let our spirit be revived, and let our bodies be healed. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise